necessarily strictly topicked, you know. We would prefer to have some things that are kind of pointed or focused on certain things. But you know how talk radio goes. I mean, my God, you may think you're going to start out talking about this, and 20 minutes into it, you get somebody's talking or typing something, and it's a 180-degree turn, you know. So
is there going to be chat involved in it or phone calls?
Well, I'm sure we hope to get some of that. I think most of it's going to start out with the roundtables like this. People, if however folks want to do it, if they want to put a podcast together for an hour, they've got material to talk on their own for an hour. That's wonderful. They want to come in and do something that's roundtable, similar to roundtable, but where they're roughly in charge, and you know, we'll talk for a little bit and then take questions from the internet audience, either vocally or in chat or text. You know, however you want to put it together.
What about like a Justin TV kind of thing?
I don't really know what that means. Is that like kind of like Ustream or live stream?
No, it's, you know what Michael Rivera's on, the Justin TV?
I don't go watch that stuff. It usually drags my computer down too much while I have too many pages open in my browsers. I'll listen to them on my Winamp, but I don't go watch it.
Oh, okay.
It's like live stream, Rolf says. If you consider Tiny Chat like
It is like Tiny Chat. Yeah, pretty much.
Sure.
It's like Tiny Chat.
I mean,
but everybody, you're on camera.
I believe when you begin a room, you have the option to allow anybody or only specific individuals to do chat and voice and all that. You know, certain named people. So you could do it that way, and only somebody, you know, one person could have the video talk option, and everybody else would have to type there or call in on Skype or something. But our hope is to have somebody like Memford and some other volunteers. Memford's recording, or was recording, he still is recording, I think, this episode tonight, which should be back up on the podcast page on 12160 within 24 to 48 hours, I think. That's what we're hoping to do, is record the stuff. So if you're going to do video, it would be suggested that you be prepared to record your own shows for the video portion. Or we can, you know, work to get some volunteers to work on that end as well, using VLC or something. Video is highly storage intensive, though.
Okay, I was just asking. I was kind of trying to get a feel for it.
We're open to a lot of things. I mean, the main thing is we want informative, easily accessed shows, and we want them to become popular, not like Lindsay Lohan, but like 12160. If that makes any sense.
A 12160 freak.
I'd like to reiterate something here, and it seems to have struck a nerve, and I would like somebody to check into it and make your own calls on it. And when I made the statement that the barium and the aluminum are water soluble, I think that's a very important thing. We need to discuss and get to the bottom of
well,
so
sure,
we know
just
how to fix that.
Yeah, just like the Corexit, you know, that was the problem with it. It was water soluble. Once it got in the water or on the body and in the internal fluids of the body, it easily passed all through all of those barriers and integrated itself into the body. Yeah, I understand that completely, 100%. It's a significant issue for health.
And the Corexic is...
I'm assuming that's... Yeah.
Yeah, and the Corexic is a localized situation, and the Chem Spring is global.
No.
Well, you say it's localized, and I understand that you mean it's not all over the world, but Corexic has pretty much affected probably three quarters of the United States, and I'm no telling how much of Mexico, the Caribbean Seas.
Now that's because it hits the gets up in the atmosphere and gets in the rain.
Well, it's
right?
Because they were spraying it on land, and they were spraying it in the atmosphere, and they were spraying it up high, and they were spraying it down low, and they were spraying it near, and they were spraying it far. They were
and
spraying
they're still
the,
spraying it.
They were exactly. They're spraying the crap all over the place. And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care, to paraphrase my friend Carlin.
That's my favorite video in the
whole world.
That's mine
too. I've got it as a desktop wallpaper, printed out on screen. Nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. It's like aspartame. Nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care.
And bend over and get that red, white, and blue right up the ass.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey! You didn't hit me hard enough. Stick it deeper. Oh, now I sound like Sam Kinison. You tramp! Anyways, it makes me sick. But I know it's not our fault because we've been lied to, we've been deceived, we've been manipulated. The only time it really becomes our fault is when we have been made aware of it and we decide to ignore it or go along with it.
Well, if I had one wish in the entire world, it would be to have every member of 12160 around me.
Well, it's not too late to work on solutions of that nature, sweet. It's not too late at all. Minford, if you would give us a 2-minute warning.
We'd make a great 12160. I think 12160 would make one awesome, like, community together.
Well, it's well, a few weeks and days is really looking locally. I know the people are here, and I know that they know what's going on, and I know that they know how to what the solutions are. I just know that we're all scattered out. And we really need to start getting together and effecting those solutions in reality rather than virtuality. Not to disparage or minimize anything that we do online. It's just that the only real difference is going to be made out there where the boots hit the ground.
Well, I think that the fact that this community here at 12160 is aware and we're scattered all over the place, that we need to branch down to our local communities and make them just as aware as we are.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Ed. Wow.
And what do you plan on doing with them?
About the information that she's Jewish and that that the media is keeping this from us, and the media is also not telling us that he's the member, a member along with Gabby Gilford of the same congregation.
Do they reply to you or acknowledge it or believe it?
Most of the replies I get are asking me to remove from the email list.
See, isn't that just kind of like discouraging? I mean, what do you do when they do that?
Well, Let's say I get about 1 in 100 to 150 replies to remove. And I don't know what's happening on the rest. People don't write me back. I did get a policeman. I took down names of police chiefs and stuff like that. I got a policeman from Raytown wrote me back asking how we met each other. He wanted to know. And he thought that I was sending some interesting materials. And then a little later he writes me back. He says, take me off your list. But he engaged me a little bit. And I said, well, I've been to a lot of different events around town, and maybe we met at one of those events. But what happened was I go to the Yellow Pages and then to the websites.
Well, at least you're getting out there and you're doing something about it and you're trying. You know, that's what matters.
It's easy.
Perhaps we need
doesn't to involve any.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't involve anything but sitting down at the computer and then harvesting email addresses and then targeting the messages to the groups based on what I think they might be interested in. And then you have to design the subject heading so that maybe it'll lead them to read. I've had a couple of ministers respond positively and thank me for the information, but mostly I get no response back.
Is it possible to create on 12160 a broken down database to where we can all reference the specifics? We probably need to define the specific regions of this, and do what the government does, create a database.
Well, that's pretty incredible. I listen to, like I said, have said over and over again, Liberty Tree Radio with Mark Kornke, the Intelligence Report, and that's one of the things that he suggested. He said that, you know, instead of asking questions and listening to other people like the news and trying to speculate and conjecture what the hell's going on, we need to put our expertises together, investigate these things for ourselves, build databases so that we can coordinate and correlate this information and then disseminate it effectively. That's part of the issue, and I think that's brilliant that you came up with that. I think, and 12160 has that ability. There's the ability to form groups, discuss, organize information. I'm not sure about the upload and download of files at this point in time because I haven't done it in so long, but there's plenty of admins and other folks to ask questions about that and get some answers. Yes, make a group, get a database going, let's get some investigation going on this. I mean, if you can do it, let's do it. That's my you know, guys, I'm so ashamed of my own inability to participate other than passing on information because I don't have any kind of training in anything other than, you know, living my life and learning how to observe and report.
That's exactly how I feel.
And that's okay. You and I have our, we all have our places, sweet. We all have our places. As what I'm doing right now is crying out in the dark for folks like Brian and Ed to do what they do. Folks like Sky, do what you do, and utilize that as much as you can in investigating and finding out what the truth is and then passing it on.
You also have to be careful about your target audience on who you pass this compartmentalized information to.
Well, that's a sore subject with me because I find it very easy to see through what we're going through how some of these good people got tied up into these compartmentalized governmental, military, industrial, intelligence-oriented organizations and institutions. They thought they were doing good. I'm all for an open, free society where there are no secrets. There are no secrets except for individuals, for private individuals, but for organizations and things, there are no secrets. You can't keep a secret. However, I see your point. I don't know how to address that other than discretion's a better part of valor. That's all I can say on that. People have to learn how to use their own common sense and good judgment.
I'm thinking that if we build this from a bottom-up level, if we were actually to build these databases based on different things, maybe compartmentalize and then start to echelon them together towards the top. And I think once we build this pyramid, and then, the information just runs all the way back down again.
Well, there comes a...
I assume by database, you were talking about large amounts of email addresses, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, that's part of it, sure. But, government documents, expertise, interviews, and, things like that.
Well, having it and sharing it are two different things. I think sharing it's probably more important than having it. I mean, having the mechanisms in place to get the word out widely. We're going to need some kind of alternatives to mainstream media. That's part of what this is about.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And it's, we're kind of like scrambling at this point. And at this point, we need to become more organized and start to pinpoint some of our directional, firearms, whether it be information or whatnot. We're not going with targets, but we're going for target audiences.
Right.
What it is.
Well, that's one of the things I've been thinking about a lot, too. You mentioned the word organization. My God, we've got so much, somebody said earlier tonight, information overkill. It's not so much that it's information overkill. It's that it's information disorganization. And sadly, we're not an institution. We're just people trying to pull all this together and figure out what the hell's going on. And we don't have the capacity and availability of, for lack of a better term, funds and other resources.
Well, we do.
I was going there, not in the fashion that they do, though. We've got to learn how to pull it all together. I agree with you 100%. We do have that capacity, but we haven't had the capacity to have to learn how to utilize it yet.
What about the simple trick that Alex Jones does? He puts up these key hit words, and he has a mass of people that put that in the search engines to pinpoint something. Why can't we do that, too?
Well, that's certainly useful. I don't know why we can't. I mean, often 12160 Ning Chat and Chatango Chat gets in there, and they're listening to Alex Jones and doing that and working to pass it in other chat rooms and on other websites, passing that information on to them, doing the same kind of thing. You can do it. You can do it. You can utilize any of the things that you see anybody doing to disseminate information. You can utilize those very same tactics yourself. I was going to commend somebody a while ago for, it was you, Ed, for guerrilla information, info warrior tactics, that email database thing. Awesome. That's just awesome.
Is it legal?
As long as you put disclaimers on it that allow an opt-out, is relatively legal.
Legal is a fake fraudulent term for this Corp US Gov system, by the way.
This is so true.
Doesn't mean you still can't get in trouble for it through the system, but is we're all working against, but I just wanted to stipulate that.
You want to leave people an option at the end to unsubscribe or opt out.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Well, if you're doing nothing but transferring a simple link to somebody else's information, what kind of legalities are involved there?
Well, that's what your Viagra spammers do. So you can kind of see the point. Some people might view it as unwanted spam.
And you need to be careful not to use your very favorite email address and host, because they can, with enough complaints, ban you and freeze your email activity.
Yeah, blacklisting is pretty easily done. And, you know, I work in the computer industry, and once you get on a blacklist through several different communities, house and something, or, but once you get on there, it is hell to get off of it.
I want to learn how to load. I've got about 3,500 email addresses right now. I want to figure out how to load them all and then just say go with one email. As it is, I have to load 100 or about 98 email addresses at a time, and I always put it in blind carbon copy. But that's how I send an email, is I just reproduce it as many times as I need to. And I've got my list segregated by churches, 9/11 groups. I used to hold movie nights here in Kansas City for about 4 years, and I collected email addresses of the people that showed up, and I've got that on a separate group. It's about 500 email addresses.
And well, the trick is not to make them all separate email addresses, but to create a file what's called an alias, and it contains all those email addresses. So when you send the email out, it appears to all the receivers as one group.
Okay, folks, we're at about 2 minutes before the end of the recorded portion of the roundtable tonight. This is Doc Savage 96 for 12160. And we've had a great time tonight. We've got, like I said, about 2 minutes. If y'all want to take about 15 to 30 seconds each to kind of round up your thoughts and present them to the audience.
I just want to say I love everybody at 12160. I'm glad I'm a member, and God bless everybody.
Thank you, sweet. We love you, too. Brian, how about you, brother?
I want to thank my lovely wife for being such a spearhead in this whole operation. I'm kind of a sideline, a kind of a roundabout kind of warrior, and you guys are all great, man. I appreciate talking to you, and I want to work more with you.
Rock and roll. Welcome aboard, Brian. We consider you part of the family, you know. By the way, you should go check out Truther Girls and see how she and her husband do with their stuff. Ed, you had something to say?
Tell somebody.
Rock and roll.
Tell a lot of somebodies.
That's what we're talking about. Hollywood, how about you, brother?
I just want to thank Prison Planet Forum for pissing me off so I could get off of there and find this place.
Rock and roll. All right, guys.
Love
this
my
is
ass off.
This is Doc Savage 96 and Sky Blue Eyes and James Adap 2K. We're all kind of signing off for the recorded version of Roundtable for Wednesday.